Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. We talk about credit on this show a lot. And there are a number of voices that we listen to, but one that we listen to and one that we follow is a guy by the name of Richard Moxley. He's written a book called The Credit Game. He is like in it to win it on all things credit. Why we're talking to him today, though, is because he's launching a YouTube channel called The Credit Game TV. It's on YouTube, but he includes his wife, Jess. And this is accretive to his overall presentation. She definitely adds something. So I've asked them both to join me to talk about credit. Jess and Richard are in Calgary. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Jess, you are a nurse. This is not how you spend your time. Why on earth did you say you would be willing to talk to Richard about credit with a camera rolling?
I was tricked, to be honest.
It was our date night that went very, very bad in her eyes.
Yes.
And how has it been? So I watched your first episode. You are a delight. How has it been for you to be talking in public about something that is not the postpartum nursing world that you know so well?
It's a little interesting. Like, I've had people from work say like, oh, I didn't know that you were, you know, you knew so much about credit. I'm like, I really don't. It's mainly Richard.
And Richard, what's it been like for you to bring Jess along on this journey?
It's been great. For you, Bruce and I, we've been in the industry. Finances is what we talk about. We eat it for breakfast.
And lunch and dinner
and snacks sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when doing this again, I did not want to just make the same jokes to the camera and laugh at them by myself. And so I thought I'd bribe my wife with sushi so that she would laugh at some of my jokes. And just include that because she, as a non-resident expert, she brings a lot of flavor, but also good questions and a perspective that I don't think you or I could even really come up with.
And a lot of medical metaphors, I'm sure. She's like triaging your spending and put a Band-Aid on that. Jess, what are some of the... I know. Yeah, I should write for your show. Jess, what are some of the things that you have learned about credit that have kind of surprised you?
So something that I didn't know is that there's not just one score. There's multiple scores. So like Equifax and TransUnion, they have different numbers.
Yes. I can sorry, almost tell. I can't see your video, but I can almost tell you're like looking at Richard going, that's right. It's Equifax and
TransUnion. I know. I totally am. I'm like, I think I'm saying the right thing. Can you cut this out if it's not?
Yeah, you are saying the right thing.
Okay,
and
good.
Richard, why are there multiple scores?
Well, to confuse us, of course. No, I'm sure that's not the reason, but banks and lenders can subscribe to whatever score is available. And because there's different scores and the scoring system has been around for a long time, unfortunately, the score that the consumers have access to is not what the banks and lenders use. And that causes some confusion and just, you know, a lot of, well, Canadians in general have a hard time trying to figure out one scoring system, never mind trying to figure out multiple ones. Mm.
Jess, this is, as I mentioned, this is not what you do for a living. This is certainly important to everyone, but has it become more interesting? So sure, it's important. Has it become more interesting to you as you've learned more?
Yes.
That yes is synonymous with no. No, it's still not interesting, and it's going to take a lot more sushi. If
I've become more interesting, because we know that that was the answer.
Never, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's been a little bit more informative for me. Like, now there was somebody at work the other night that was talking about something that related to credit, and my ears kind of perked up a bit, and I was like, oh, I actually kind of know the answer to this. So that was a little bit like helpful.
Yeah. So Richard, because you know lots and lots, it would seem to be an advantage to you to have a new listener to test your assumptions about what people appreciate and understand and what they don't. Have there been some surprises for you, things that you took for granted that surely everyone knows the basics of how a credit score is calculated, except for, geez, my wife? Were there some things like that?
Well, it's been very helpful. There's tons of insights that I would have never really thought of. And then, of course, because there's always that voice in my head saying this is boring. And if you watch the first episode or any of the episodes, you'll notice I put a Jess border meter on the screen, which is a great way to make it a little more approachable, because, you know, if Jess is yawning, then I know it's a good sign that I need to wrap it up or say something that
is going to catch my interest.
that gets us to the next point for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to? Like, do you ever just like ring a bell or bang a cymbal or something?
No. It's just when I see that yawn go, I just,
or
know.
Like the glazed look.
Yeah. The glazed look.
Yes.
It's actually interesting to watch the videos again and then to see her like drift in and out, and then just to put some comments there of what I think she's thinking about,
right?
Which is always fun.
I'm glad you find that fun. It's kind of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for you, but fun for him. And I will say, I'm very impressed. Your credit game may be good. Your graphics game is almost even better. You've got a pretty solid graphics game there, Richard. I do want to ask you, so we talk a lot about what affects the score, and there are four principal variables, and we've done interviews in which we've gone into those four key variables. But one that I want to ask you about directly is the closing of a credit card, the credit history piece, because you would argue that maybe closing down a credit card that you've had for a long time can often be worse than a late payment, just a once or twice on a late payment. Why do you say that is so?
Well, we just released an episode on this, so Jess would be able to answer this
question.
Ooh,
okay, Jess, we're ready.
No. I'm leaving the room.
So a credit account, whether it's a credit card, line of credit, or loan, mortgage, cell phone, any of those, the longer that they've been around, the more impact it has on the credit score. And so when it's closed, it becomes old good credit, which sticks around, but it doesn't affect the score near as much, because it becomes old news in the eyes of the credit scores, and not just the scoring system itself, but to underwriters. My history being mortgage financing, I remember many times deals getting declined because people had paid off vehicle loans or canceled credit cards right before getting a mortgage. And they thought they were doing the right thing, getting that debt ratio down or just paying off debt, which is good. But as soon as it's closed, then it becomes old good information, which doesn't affect the score near as much.
Say more about why that would be a negative. Like in that case where people did that just before making an application, is there some suspicion on the part of the lender that they're doing that for some reason?
No, it's just the nuance of how it works. Jess would probably agree, everything that she's learned is common sense. If you try and make sense of it, sometimes you go down a rabbit hole and it gets a little bizarre. But it, essentially, the scoring system looks at whatever's current as the most important. So if we were to talk about Trump winning the election, no one would really care, because everyone already knows that. Or if we were to talk about COVID, when, you know, it's already ingrained in our verbiage, in our, you know, it's old news, and therefore not really relevant in a lot of aspects. And so when the scoring system looks at it, they're looking for whatever's current being the most relevant and whatever is old as being less relevant. It's good that you paid your bills on time and you paid that off. That's great. Mm. But underwriters, when these people looking at your credit application or the scoring system in general, is essentially there to look at what's current and happening at that moment. And that's how they base whether you have good credit or not.
Jess, I'm going to ask you, I'm giving you the last word. What is one tip that you would have that you would tell people would help them increase their credit score over time? What is one thing you have gleaned in your conversations with Richard that you think, people should know this?
Okay, so something that I didn't realize is that if you are paying off a loan, it actually lowers your score. So I thought that, you know, paying off a loan is great and would help boost up your score, but it actually doesn't.
Do you want to add some nuance around that, Richard?
Yeah, it's similar to the credit card that we had talked about. It's that going from a current account going now to inactive account, which then lowers the score. So it might be good or necessary in order to fit into what the banks call their debt ratios. So the more you owe, the less you qualify for. Paying down that debt would then allow you to qualify for more. But there's some nuances of when you would want to do that. And if you do it right before you go for major financing, like mortgages or something like that, then it would seriously affect your score. It could keep you from getting approved for best rates and best terms.
Richard and Jess, thank you for joining us today. In particular, Jess. Richard kind of has no choice, but Jess, I really appreciate you. You're here. Jess, thank you for making the time, and Richard too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Moxley is the author of The Credit Game. His lovely, an amazing, and smart and energetic wife, Jess, joins him on a YouTube show they call The Credit Game on TV.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.